Charlie Aho, Newburgh, New York. This call is long overdue. The first time I heard Sarah LaDuke, I knew I was hearing Radio Gold. Her immaculate enunciation brings joy to this poet's heart. Of course, her linguistic skills are but a conduit to her intelligence and humanity.
Carol Barnes, I enjoy the roundtable thoroughly. I'm really tired of the overemphasis on Trump and wondering why you don't spend some time on the Dakota tribe incidents out west. An extremely important issue with security guards, with dogs tearing into the protesters.
My name is Lynn Steves, and I come from the Fishkill, New York area. I just wanted to comment on the Tuesday commentary by the professor regarding bullying. I think everyone feels very threatened right now, whether you're a Republican or Democrat. When you walk around, you wonder, who are these people that could possibly vote for Donald Trump, knowing his bullying-type personality and the threats he's made? And I think that's the general trend. I hear people complaining, who are these people? It makes us somewhat fearful.
My name is John Simpson. Why don't you do any more shows on the unwarranted surveillance like we did back when Bush was president? It seems to be a lot more prevalent nowadays. It's all over the place.
Edward Nardi, Tearingham, Mass. Listening to the roundtable this morning, an excellent discussion on the recent abominations at the hands of police in this country. It is true that police culture is not monolithic, but very unfortunately for us, a large segment of that culture is increasingly militaristic and hostile to the public and disrespectful of life and limb of others, and especially African Americans. I highly recommend that you read a book called Rise of the Warrior Cop by a man named Radley Balco, and I think you will find it informative as to how this particular segment of the culture has arisen. A lot of our boys have come back from Iraq and Afghanistan, and they're considered great candidates for police work.